Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come into his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. Truly I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Where is the house of the Lord? The house of the Lord is the place within his presence, within your spirit realm, within your spirit being, that special place where you can gain access to the throne of grace, that time of consecration, that time of dedication, that time of motivation, and oh my goodness, that time of much needed restoration. And we're thanking God today. We have some technical difficulties as to why we weren't able to come on at the exact time. But as the old slogan says, be prepared for the unexpected. But you know something? God gives us the ability to steer through all of these things. And they're so minor. They're so minuscule. But anything that interrupts our program oftentimes causes us to veer from our focus, to veer away from our goal. And we have to learn to maintain the integrity of who we are, where we are, and what God has implanted within us, which is the power of his spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And if more of us would learn to walk in the precepts in which God has commanded, not mankind, but what God has commanded, oh, what a glorious and victorious life we would live. Now, let me tell you something. It's been good. It's been good. In some aspects, it's been great. But the very best that God has to offer is yet to come. And that's why we're here. Right here on the manor of restoration. That's right. All cohorts or conglomeracies under the Wisdom Alliance Network to bring the word of God to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in all countries, all cultures, all designations, and certainly all locations. Because we know, you and I know this, on this glorious and victorious day it is that the Lord has made. Sunday, the 29th of January, 2023. We know that wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty there. And he that the Son has set free is free and free indeed. That's right. Salvation means that you have attained a relationship, an intimate relationship with God the Creator. And God desires so well to have that relationship with us. See, salvation frees you. It doesn't freeze you. It frees you. It liberates you to learn of the greatness of God and the power that he has imputed within every one of us. That's what salvation does. Salvation frees and liberates. Religious programming binds and encaptures, and it does not allow the freedom of movement. You see, you understand that the biggest opposition, here I go, I'm going to make some people uncomfortable. The biggest opposition that our Lord faced when he was on this earth, it wasn't from unbelievers or non-believers. It was from the religious community, because people view religion as being saved or having salvation, no religious doctrine or organization or structure can release you from the bondage of guilt and shame. Only the blood of Jesus can do that. And how do you attain the power that's in the blood of Jesus? Through salvation. Through confessing him as Lord of lords and King of kings and acknowledging that he is God's only begotten Son, can you be able to receive a full reconciliation from the kingdom of heaven. And there is no disputing. There shouldn't be any conflict or controversy about this. It's all scriptural. That God has given him a name above every name. And at the name of Jesus, not the name of an organization or religious affiliation, but at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. They have no choice and no option. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is to be adored. He is to be honored. He is to be worshipped. God the Father is to be honored and worshipped, not a man. The scripture says holy and reverent is he. That title of reverent is not designated to a natural born human being, male or female. It's only in reference to God. We need to get back to the originality of our faith. We need to earnestly contend for that faith that was once delivered or presented to the saints. And get out of the flesh. This is what the flesh veers us to be religious. See, religion covers you. As long as I give my district report, as long as I go to the usher board meeting. I know I'm going to make a lot of people angry, but you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As long as I serve on the deacon's board or the trustee board or the missionary board, at least I'm doing that now. God's word tells us that all of our righteousness is filthy rags. The only way that we become clean and truly righteous is through the name of Jesus. And once we make him the center of our affection and of our worship and adoration and honoring God the Father as creator, you can't have the Father without the Son. Jesus said to the disciples, I and my Father are one. And even to the unbelievers or the religious community, he was speaking to them too. I and my Father are one. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. And that's fact. That's truth. That's nothing to be argued about or disputed about. As King David said, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. It's already been stated, consecrated, validated. There is no further discussion needed. And the scripture tells them to avoid foolish questions. You have people that want to come to you. The religious people, it's not unbelievers. Please understand this. The first thing you say is, you're so hard on religious people. Yes, because religion blinds you. It makes you ascribe to self-righteous proliferation. But salvation shows you who you are, who God is, and what Jesus did for you and me. It gives you sight, foresight, and insight. And this is why it's so important for us to get back to the old placement where we belong. And you know something? This is the hour to do it because I'm telling you something. God is performing so many miracles, so many signs and wonders. See, Listen to this. We don't think after signs and wonders. Signs and wonders follow us when we facilitate or operate in the name of Jesus. It's just that simple. And this is the reason why we see so many people falling by the wayside, so many cults uprising and being successful with recruiting people with false doctrine. Because you know why? We as professing believers are not stabilizing our momentum. We're not remaining and attaining focused polarity. We're going about trying to become celebrities, trying to become recognized by mankind. And Jesus warned us. He said, you know, you do your works before man, you have your reward with them. And we know how that goes. I say, you're a hot toddy today, and you're a cold glass of ice tomorrow. That means the world will pick you up one day and hail you as one of the greatest people at that period of time, and the following day, someone else will take your place. Only when we're rooted and grounded in the truth, only when we make Jesus the source of our motivation, the source of our declaration, do we remain stabilized and steadfast. And look, the rewards are coming. We don't have to go and seek rewards. We don't have to go out and seek adoration. The rewards are coming. The blessings are coming. The miracles are being performed. All we have to do is be at the right place and at the right time. And God will do what he said he will do. And I just love the personality of God Almighty as Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. And oh, he will provide. That's right. And even King David said, even before he was placed on the throne in Israel, he said, the 23rd division of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I mean, God is my provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, and I do not lack. I am not without. And a cattle on a thousand hills is his. And if a cattle on a thousand hills is his, we'll never run out of milk. We'll never run out of supply. Well, all we have to do is to walk in the path of his righteousness. And the path is already paved. It's easy. That's right. The way of the transgressors, those that vie against the truth, they're the ones supposed to have the hard time, not us. But some of you may even say, well, what does scripture say? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord heareth them and delivers them out of them all. Here it is. Many sometimes are the instability of those who desire to have a one-on-one relationship with God. But see, God sees them. He understands them, and he elevates them. He delivers them. He brings them up, and he brings them out of them all. Not a few, not a delegated some, but all. All means in totality. Absolutely, positively correct. And I'm telling you something. This venture of living in Christianity, it's an empowerment. First thing you said about being religious. No, Christianity is following after the ways of Christ. We're not talking about a building with brick and mortar. We're not talking about an organization per se. For soccer, you can't contain God. You cannot contain him. He's so high, you can't get over him. He can be as low, you can't go under him. And he's so wide, you can't go beside him. You've got to come through the door. And that door, the permission key for that door, is in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I just love when Jesus said unto Peter, when he knew who he was, all the other disciples were giving information about Jonas and Jeremiah and Isaiah and Moses. He instantly looked at Peter. Despite all the instabilities and anomalies Peter had, he said, who dost thou say I am? And what did Peter say? Thou art Christ, Son of the living God. So by him knowing who Jesus was, this is what his liberation was. This is what his freedom was. And that is what we need to focus on. And just coming here very quickly with a word of encouragement to you and for you. God has a blessing. This is a special word that has to come forth with your name on it. And we're going to see some manifold miracles this week. Are you going to be in line, next in line for your miracle? Well, study the word, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And then delighting yourself in the Lord, taking time to pray, to worship, and to give adoration, and to mediate or meditate in your quiet space, you will be prepared to receive the greatness that God is going to make materialize in our lives this week. And I'm so excited. I just had to come to you just to say a word of encouragement. And we're going to come back to you again this week. Don't get sad. But look up. Your hour of deliverance has come from the manner of restoration. This is your host with the most, Abby Thompson, known as the Esquire, Motor City Maharani, saying, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and concerning me. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You can always communicate with me by way of email, abbythelps965@gmail.com, for your urgent prayer requests, for your counseling session, or for just merely words of encouragement. I may not get back to you as expeditiously as I desire, but I will communicate and connect with you. Because, see, one puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight. God bless you and have a glorious, victorious, miracle-filled week. We'll see you again real soon this week, and we're going to go back into our segment. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday evening.